If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be that in an
hour. Did you see the stat about the Jaguars in games with totals above 49?
I did not.
Oh, this is 2 days in a row. I'm so lucky. The less you prep, the happier I am. I got a tweet.
I feel like I prep plenty, but I feel like we prep very differently.
Maybe, yeah. This isn't even really
This is not the kind of thing that it would ever, like if I saw it in my Twitter, I just probably would have just kept going. I don't know.
So, hat tip to a follower of mine, Andrew, for this. And I took it a step further, by the way, but this is only...
That's not like you at all.
If I sound like I'm giving myself credit for doing, quote, work, I'm really not. I did a little bit, but this comes from him. And I haven't, because it's so good, I haven't decided on the best way to frame it. In their last 25 games, Jacksonville, where the total was 49 or higher,
mm-hmm.
What's their record? Straight up. Okay, so you're going through it. I had a trivia question for you earlier. And
which I hated.
Which you hated, and like, you know, all right.
Didn't really react. The player. I don't think I react very positively to it. I don't know.
Player, why is he asking?
I'm going to get it. You're right, that's what I did.
And you went the wrong way.
I definitely did, yeah. Yeah.
Last 25 games, which spans almost 20 years. 17, 18 years.
Games that have had a total above 49.
49 or higher.
This game is 52.
right now? What is Jacksonville's record straight up?
25 games?
25 games.
5-20. 5-20.
5-20, like the Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
0-25.
Yeah, okay. They didn't even get to 5.
They didn't even get to 1.
Yeah.
Their all-time record, when the total, not the spread, when the total is 49 or higher, the history of the franchise is 1-25. This is what I meant by I didn't know the best way to frame it, because there's one game in the 90s that they won when the total was 49 on the dot. They beat San Francisco. I'm sure you remember it, week one. And that was their first ever game, playoffs included. First ever game with the total of 49 or higher. They won it. They have lost 25 in a row since. What is that? Is that completely random? Is that just like you're bad mostly, so you're going to lose more than you win?
Yeah.
Are you in a division where like nobody's?
Although, how bad are you if you're in games? I mean, as one-sided as a game can be, it takes two to get a total to be up over a total in the 50s.
This is again the lead-in total, not the total points of the game itself. This is not like what? Games that ended in.
Oh, right. This is what it was expected to be. Right.
Right.
It was what the betting markets were saying.
Right.
There were betting markets back then.
Apparently. They have spreads going back many years.
I'm not sure how trustworthy their bookkeeping is. That's the first question I'd have. I'd want to do a deep dive on that.
The Bills you're welcome to. I mean, get up early.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
The Bills since 2008. All right? Since 2008. Have played 49 games with a total of 49 or greater.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 27-22 straight up in those games.
How many of these games from the Jaguars are with Trevor Lawrence as their quarterback, let's say?
So when did he show up?
This is his fifth year?
Fifth year. 2020?
I'm guessing at that, but it's got to be around that.
I don't know for sure, but they've had 16 games since the beginning of the 2020 season where the total was 49 or higher. They are 0-16. Was that the best way to do this? One of these ways is the best way to do it, because this is amazing.
Well, I mostly don't care about what happened in 1997. As far as it being germane to this. Yeah. But, him as their quarterback, even now, he could trim it down to this. Are there any of these games this year?
One. That's the Burrow getting hurt game. Week two at Cincinnati, where Browning went in and threw like three picks, and the Bengals still won the game.
Yeah. All
right. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Even for this year. I thought you'd like this. Does it matter? I don't know.
Probably not.
This will be the first time.
Probably not.
If Jacksonville wins since 1999, or the second time ever that they won a game where the total is 49 or higher, if they win the game.
This is where I would like to say something like, but they're not going to win the game. They're Jacksonville. Of course they're not going to win the game, but they're kind of in my head, so I can't really say that. I can't sell that.
How about this?
It's a much more comfortable lane for me to be in, but it's whatever. I want to be real. I'm respectful of Jacksonville, even though
it's weird.
It is weird. Yeah.
Let me put you in a back in yesterday mode for a minute and try this. The score is 28-24. That's the total exactly, right? 52. 28 carry the 1. 28-24.
All right.
2 minutes left. The trailing team has the ball at its 30-yard line with 2 minutes to go. Do you want to be behind or do you want to be ahead? 28-24, 2 minutes to go, 30-yard line, 1st and 10. Do you want to be 24 with the ball or do you want to be 28 on defense?
How much time?
2 minutes. How many timeouts do you want? Would that matter? You want 3 timeouts?
It does matter. I mean, it does play some part in how you can play it from there. I'm inclined to say give me the lead, because the last couple of years the Bills have been the team in this position and it hasn't happened. So Maybe let's try that. Let's try needing to protect a 4-point lead, and maybe maybe Micah Hyde comes down with an interception. Wait, whoops, sorry. Maybe Jordan Poyer comes down with an interception.
Is he playing?
And he's talking today like he's absolutely playing.
Okay, that's good.
I think that's good.
Okay,
I think he has helped them be the best version of their defense that they can be.
Fine.
So. I might want to try that. I might want to try that on, because the other way hasn't worked. But also, there is. I mean, you were talking. You got the win probabilities out from the last 2 years,
right here,
and it was around 34, 37, somewhere in that. Right, the Bills take over. That's their win probability, trailing by 3 in both of those cases.
No, so close. Almost the same. I put you at your 30. This is the 35. 4-point deficit. That's what I said. 28-24. The trailing team, the favored trailing team, so this is the Bills, not the Jaguars,
right,
being favored by 1.5, according to Pro Football Reference, 37.5% to win, so 3 out of 8.
Right. Oh, and then it went down for the 3.
If it's a 3-point deficit,
because you might play for the tie. Right.
You're only 30% to win
right.
because of the field goal. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that it doesn't work this way, but if it's 30% and I'm 0-2, I'm due. Like I should be. I should be able to get one of the 3 home. It's close enough. 33 points, whatever.
So it was 3. You're using the last 2 years, right? The Chiefs.
That's what I've built my house.
That's
on.
Your model.
Yes.
And those were both 3-point margins.
Right. Right.
Oh wow. That might be your answer then. If I pin you down here, your answer might be, if I'm down by 3, I'll take it because I'm due. This is contrary to the probabilities. Right. If I'm down by 4, I think I'd rather play defense.
Right.
See if they can score a touchdown on me.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I might go that way. I'm being awfully choosy, I think. I don't know if I'm exactly being a cooperative witness. Not that I'm a witness, but you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be difficult.
Well,
is all I'm saying.
You know, yesterday got good, believe it or not, in the middle of the show, and it was based on all the I got it today in Jacksonville when I was on with them. Josh Allen needs to win now stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. We took our wax at it yesterday. I got to a point where I said, the problem I'm having just sort of discussing this on the air is that it's all built around a loss here. Like everything is about right. What if they lose? And I don't really want to assume that they're going to lose. They're favored in the game, all of this. So I thought about this some more today and I thought, well, that's the problem with this week, because they can't make their goal this week. Like they can't do anything but survive this week.
They can't do anything but do what they've done the last 5 years.
Stay in it.
Which is, yeah, win a first-round playoff game and then move on to the next one.
And it's Jacksonville, and there's a stigma there, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a team you ever want to have to lose to in the playoffs. So
yet the Bills have done it twice in their history.
They have.
Somehow they managed.
Never, by the way, in games where totals were as high as 49.
Right.
Points,
good point.
Last game was 10-3. I don't know what the total was.
Yeah, but that game in the 90s probably hit an over.
I bet it did.
It was a pretty high score.
30-27.
Yeah, right.
I think was
right.
The final that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, this week is tough because if they win this week and lose next week, where does that leave us? Almost nowhere different. Maybe it's a different conversation about Sean McDermott or even Josh Allen because they didn't lose the first game, but I don't know that it has to be. It's fickle. Like, John Harbaugh is fired because they barely lost, and if they win that game, make the field goal, maybe it's Tomlin that's fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it can be like that. But really, that's more of a, like when you miss the hockey playoffs by 1 point, that, well, you had 6 months. You had a long time to get yourself into a better position. The Ravens didn't do that. The Steelers didn't do that. But anyway, like this week is only to not bomb, really. And they're barely favored. So it's no given that they will do this. But really, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a chance. You're not going to the Super Bowl if you win. You're just going to the second round, which you've done for 5 years in a row.
Right.
And that necessarily makes the conversation about this game sort of negatively biased, because really, what's a win? Just winning is the
It is. I mean, I guess this is just what happens when you've been knocking on the door for so many years in a row. I think it would be happening anywhere. Like, I don't think it's unique to Josh Allen and Buffalo and the Bills and Sean McDermott, really. But it is a hell of an existence where like, there's a world. Like, I don't subscribe to this, but there's a world where, like, what you're saying, I think, is true. Like, what did you prove by beating Jacksonville? Everyone thought you were better than Jacksonville all year long, probably, right? Because you've got Josh Allen and they don't. And however talented Trevor Lawrence is or has been, and however good he might be playing right now, he does not have the career yet that Josh Allen has and the team's success. So you can go down there. You know, we're talking to Ross Tucker yesterday, and I watched a clip of his Ross Tucker NFL. What is it called?
Football podcast.
Football podcast. I want to get it right. He mentions it all the time by name.
I hope he's not listening right now.
And he made the same point he made with us. The winner of this game is going to the Super Bowl, is what he thinks. Bills Jaguars are the two best teams standing, and whoever wins it is going to run through. Now, Jacksonville has a higher they have a nice likelihood of getting another home game. The Bills do not have that luxury.
It's not great, though.
No, that's right.
They need a New England loss.
They do, right. So it just stinks that you're in a position where you're still – we got through the regular season. We made it to January, right? I was prone to saying in, like, late October, November, we're not going to make it to January.
How are you enjoying January?
Lost to Atlanta. So mixed reviews so far.
Tensions are high.
Yeah. Not just you know, as it pertains to this. But anyway, you should be able to prove more and accomplish more. But the bar has been so high for the – and not – you know, that's why when we started talking about this yesterday, I said I don't necessarily mind the point about it's time, because he's great. He's been an MVP. And if you out there, like, casually following the league or passionately following and covering the league and talking about the league, want to look at a guy like Josh Allen and the Bills right now, I prefer to make it more about the Bills than about Allen specifically. That might be where the biggest problem I have with the whole conversation is, because it is not just him. And this might be as weak a team as he's had around him since they went to the playoffs in 19. Really, I think. I think you might be able to say that. Just personnel wise, they're thin in some really important areas, and still the bar is where it is because of him. And you can't win for trying sometimes, you know, to be on to the next week. Like, we're going to be doing post game on Sunday, and if they win, it's just going to be all about, well, what are the Chargers going to do tonight?
I know.
Right? Like, is that right? That's the night game?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So.
And then the Monday night is also the
AFC. Right, also pertains. Right. And so what's the matchup? Who do you want to play? How do they measure up? How bad will it be if they lose to that team? This is where we're living. And I don't know. I feel like on one hand, we have some control over that because we have the microphones, right? And so we can steer the conversation. But if that's where the fan base is at, we're kind of at the mercy of that to an extent. And I hope that doesn't sound like a cop-out. I just think, like, the conversation is the conversation, and we have it.
One thing that we'll have if they win Sunday is their first road win in the playoffs in 33 years. Not a small number.
No.
Like, that will be something. They'll have done a thing they haven't done yet.
But what were the totals in all of those games?
I don't know. What would the total have been for that game in Miami? I'm guessing less than 49. But still, that's an accomplishment that doesn't soothe the Nick Wright world. But it's something that they'll have done that they have not done in this era.
And might give you know, what? Reason to believe they can do it again. Yeah, they just did it. So go win another game. I mean,
well, is anybody saying that? Like, I've sort of stumbled around this in the last few weeks, thinking about the playoffs when it looked like they were probably going on the road. And that's, I don't tend to put a lot of weight on home and road. You know, I don't think it really matters that much. But I don't want it both ways. Like, if it's something that they haven't won road playoff games here with Allen or with McDermott, then I want to, you know, acknowledge that. I just don't hear anybody say it. I don't hear anybody else mention the point about road losses. Like, it's something that, I don't know, I feel like I'm the only one saying it, but I'm sure I'm not. This year, they lost, what, 3 road games and 2 home games? So it wasn't that pronounced
right
during the regular season. Does it matter? You'd feel a lot better if you were home here for Jacksonville. You know, we just had that
for
last
sure.
year.
Yeah.
But you're not. And I don't know. I don't think I've heard anybody bring that up, that, well, they're on the road, so look out. Of course, you know, it's probably 3 times in a row that they're going to have to win road games. That'd be beautiful after going decades without a single road playoff win. I mean, they have 4 in their history. 1965, 1981, 1992, 1992. That's the entire history of the Bills winning road playoff games.
Well, nobody's bringing it up because it's the kind of thing that gives them some degree of a crutch. And the whole argument is predicated on the Bills have no excuses anymore. Because look, all the demons are gone, right? The dragons that you need to slay each year through the playoffs, none of them are standing there. Like, literally none of them are there. Unless you consider Aaron Rodgers in his current state some form of a dragon. I don't even know if he's a lizard at this point. I don't feel scared of him if they even manage to win a playoff game on Monday night. So that, no one wants to give any ounce of, you know, how hard this is going to be to them, because that disrupts the narrative of, like, this should be their time. No excuses.
So, 2 minutes to go, 28-24, 30-yard line.
I think
first
I want,
and 10. You want to play defense.
I think I want to play defense.
27-24.
I think I still might want to play defense. Because they're probably going to just kick a field goal and I'll go to overtime and then I got to take my chances there.
Ooh. I have to have the ball. And, you know, it's not just because of strategy, even though I'm less than 50% in each case. Like, if I just did it simply by the math, I'd want to be on defense no matter which score it is. But I just kind of want that answer. You know, it's another year where we watched the whole conversation we have all the time. It's sort of beneath the surface where it's, and now it's above, now it's up here because it's that time of the year that they lost last year the way they did. And do I want to think that that's a offense problem more than a defense problem? I never really have, but maybe I'll get, this is the toughest scenario for what comes after if they lose, you know, a 27-24 or 28-24 game, which is right on the total. One score game, I mean, the spread's 1.5, and this is the likeliest kind of game that you get. And if they lose it, then what? Then do I have my, I can't lose a game because I can't get stops anymore, so I need a different coach? Or is it another Josh Allen had a look at it and it's not Mahomes this time and he couldn't do it? I mean, it could be both. That's maybe the worst case scenario for Sunday, is that it's like a close loss where the offense does plenty. I mean, if they lose a game like that, are we talking about how they don't have Diggs? That's another one that we just walk around with all the time. That, not Diggs per se, but
just a receiver, right?
Someone, wide receiver one,
someone that can, you know, be counted on.
All right, well, we are creeping our way to Sunday at 1. 803-0550 for your thoughts. 27-24, 2 minutes to go, own 30-yard line.
Who
do you want to be? Yeah, who do you want to be? Most people are going to say Bills, right?
I think I almost always would say Bills.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Because that hasn't worked. So I want to try the other. I want to try the other side. I want to see if I can defend.
What do you think? 803-0550 for your calls. Ryan Green, 1010XL in Jacksonville today. Also, Sal Capaccio, as usual, a lot to talk about with the injury report. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls next. This is WGR.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Joe kind of had me self-scout myself throughout the year this last week, and I came away, God, there's so much out there that I've missed, right? Whether it's getting a little lazy with my feet and not taking a check down and maybe instead trying to force something downfield, or throwing the ball away and not taking sacks and allowing us to be in field goal range. And there's still so much room to improve. And I think I just have this extra emphasis, like I said, on points are at a premium in the playoffs and just trying to do everything I can to give us points.
Okay, Josh Allen with some stuff. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Maybe you'd like Allen. Actually, the opposite game is not so perfect here.
I know.
Maybe you'd like to be like, I got it.
Yeah, yeah, or
like all these mistakes.
Everything you're hearing about Trevor Lawrence, we'll talk to a Jacksonville guest here coming up at the top of the hour, is how he's freed up. And we realize I heard a Jaguars beat guy on with Chris and Steve on One Bills Live on my way in. He said, like, once he realized that he wasn't going to get, like, just absolutely clobbered by his coach for throwing interceptions, he started playing more freely. That sounds a little bit like the opposite of what Josh Allen is telling you right there in that context. So I don't know. It's a little that did set off a little bit of, I don't want to say alarm, but I just went like, oh, I don't know. The narrative on the other guy is like, he's just letting it rip. And yeah. I've got Josh Allen here telling me, I got to be more careful.
I know. I think most of these things are just words to get through it, but we'll see what it looks like on Sunday. Here's Frank with us. Hi, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Frank. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Message for these clickbait haters like, you know, Mr. Wright over there that, and everybody else that says there's no more excuse for Josh Allen. You know, Burrow's not there, Lamar's not there, and et cetera. But have they looked at his stats in the playoffs? Do they realize that Josh Allen does not play defense, can't play defense, doesn't catch the ball, and doesn't call plays? You know, so he's done everything for us to win. So that excuse for me is completely BS.
Well, here we are again.
I don't think that it's completely BS. He's had the ball better than the position Mike is putting us in here with this question about the 28-24 with a chance to win with a touchdown. I mean, I know that's not easy, but he has that they've died on the field with a chance to win the game with the ball the last 2 years in the playoffs. So one was a missed field goal. They're down by three. I mean, who knows what happens there? There was a lot of time left. You know, probably the way that game had gone, I recognize that Kansas City very likely would have driven down to their own game-winning field goal if the Bills kick a field goal there.
Last year, the year before, or both?
2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago. Yeah, I don't know about last year. I never really thought about the field goal last year. They never got in field goal range last year.
It wasn't – the clock wasn't at zero. The Chiefs got a first down. After the
That's right.
fourth down miss,
yeah.
But it was late,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you call, press me if you need to. I want to see the game first. What happens? Is there a late pick? Is there a miss like at the end of the game against the Eagles? That's different than if there isn't. I mean, that's different.
For sure.
Than,
yeah.
I mean, that was a low scoring game against Philadelphia, but they still were like set up to win it, and Allen missed by a lot. So if you have that again. Then more people will start to compile the list of games that were, you know, winnable, late game mistakes or what have you, and that list grows. If it's more decisive, if it's not down to the end, then it's a different conversation. But it's right. We've said it many times. I mean, the caller doesn't have to tell us this. We know that Allen in the playoffs in his career has had some really good days. But they lost a lot of those games or some of those games. And we'll have to see what this one is and looks like. Tony is next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I've been listening the last 4 days and nonstop. And, you know, you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
We're
I'm sorry. One of the two.
That's okay. No. But we got two great teams. One matchup. Winner go home, and I think as long as everybody plays to their capability, it's our game. I'm worried about one thing only. Do we have a kicker? This is the type of game that could come down to one last field goal, winner take all. So unless somebody can make me feel better that we have a kicker, and right now that's not the case. I'll leave it with you guys.
Yeah, I can't tell you that's no problem.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I can tell you what Matt Prater said today. That he feels good and he felt good on Sunday and thought maybe the cold just was a problem. And that won't be, you know, they're not playing in the cold on Sunday. So, you know, do with that what you will. You know, just kind of stiffened up on him, I think is the phrasing he used as they got into the game.
Don't love it.
And, you know, that I'm not telling you that can't happen in 68 degrees and overcast or whatever it's supposed to be in Jacksonville on Sunday. But he said maybe, you know, the cold had something to do with it. So I don't know. It's going to be risky. I predict that, I mean, he's going to kick tomorrow is the plan and then maybe rest until Sunday, I think is maybe what the way it sounds to me. And I'm going to guess that they end up using a practice squad call up on the guy just in case the guy they signed yet. Right. That they signed yesterday.
Make them both active.
Yeah.
Oof.
I know.
Sorry, my computer was on. Could you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I heard something faintly, and I just
it sounded like screaming.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I was curling.
I thought it was like some alternate audio that was creeping in.
Oh no! Like, what's that? Me too. It was curling.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm too flippant saying that. Like they treat those roster spots like they are very precious.
Yeah.
Right. But I think you'd want to. Do you want to just trust this right? Or
yes.
Do you want to just have some insurance in case, you know, that's the question.
I think acknowledging what I don't know about the injury, the severity, what it actually feels like, maybe it's not much, maybe it is. I don't want to risk it with Prater. I don't. 41 and a recurring leg injury for the playoffs. Give me the guy you pick off waivers, just like they did when they signed Badgley. I'd easily rather go there. I mean, Prater had a good season. He helped the Bills.
He did.
Without Bass. And whoever knew anything about him. Like, did I miss the big takeout on Tyler Bass's injury and what actually was going on there? I guess I missed that if there was one. But he was just like, yeah, he's not coming back. All right. But that's under the bridge. Now, I choose Matthew Wright. That's what I would do. I want a guy who's not injured. And Jacksonville happens to have the world's leader.
They have a weapon as a kicker.
See, if it's Jacksonville on the 30-yard line,
right,
down by three, oof, with 2 minutes to go, that's one good pass.
Right.
And they're in his range, like 68. 68! Thank you. He's made from that distance and also 67 like last week.
Yes.
So I would be worried about that.
And, like, by a lot, too. I mean, comfortably. Like, I mean, I think he's hit the net on those kicks.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't just creep over the crossbar, right? It's into the netting.
Which makes you think he could make it from longer.
From 70, for sure, yeah.
Get in the preseason.
If it doesn't happen on Sunday against the Bills, doesn't have to be to win the game, or, you know, it could be the end of the half, whatever. If they play more than one game, I almost guarantee at some point he'll try a 70-yard field goal. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen. And probably make it.
Hmm.
That's the leg this guy's got.
Well, on one hand, it's a concern. On another, if your biggest concern, not that it would be necessarily like the last caller, but is the kicker, then you could do worse. You could be in worse shape. Carolina's callers are not talking about. I just wish we had a better kicker for this game against the Rams.
No, right.
I feel like they're probably not making that point.
No, I think that is right. But, you know, in a game that you expect, you know, why would you care about that? Because you don't expect that game to be close anyway. Right? Like, so it cuts both ways. If I've got a game that I expect to come down to the final, you know, final possession or two, and my kicker's compromised, or I don't want to say inexperienced, because this Wright has been around. He's been around since 20, so he's been in the league for 5 years, just never has been, you know, he's just bounced around a lot.
Well, is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I don't know. It's kickers. Like, he could, you know, the next place he stops here could be his new home.
He was always...
Like, he makes big kicks in the playoffs for the Bills and becomes their kicker, and, like, there's your story.
Was he always filling in Pittsburgh in 2020 for three games, Jacksonville for 14, like most of a season in 21, 22, Kansas City, Pittsburgh again, 23, Carolina for one game, 24, San Francisco.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just go Kansas City, Tennessee, 25, Tennessee, Washington, Houston, now Buffalo. Is he always filling in on an injury? Fairbairn is hurt, so they call Matthew Wright. Matt Prater is hurt, you call Matthew Wright.
Yep. That's what it sounds like, except for that 1 year in Jacksonville where he would have been there for 14 games. Other than that, it sounds like it's break glass in case of emergency.
He was in Kansas City, like Butker missed a couple of games there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a ring from that team.
Wow. Well, championship experience.
Yes. Did he do anything? I don't think he kicked in the playoffs.
Probably not.
He was on that team when Butker was hurt, wasn't he? That sounds right, doesn't it? Like late in the season, they had issues with Butker.
I remember there being issues with Butker. It lines up that's when he was there, I would guess.
That should be like a Keats poem. Issues with Butker. But Matthew Wright was the guy they called in that case. Devin is next. Hi, Devin.
Hey, guys. Long time listener.
Thanks.
Going into this week, man, I just always appreciate the fact that the Bills are in the playoffs, 41 years old. I always just go back to it cracked me up. Like, after one of the drought era games, driving home, guy calls in, makes a meaningless point after a meaningless game, and you just said, you know, hey, we're in the NFL, but we're not. And it always resonates with me. Now living through, you know, this, even as being going on the road, it's just always awesome when the Bills are in the playoffs. My question is, and kind of like a thought I had, is I was trying to find the record of rookie head coaches in their playoff debut, and you know, take with that what you want, put stock in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the camp where I do trust McDermott, especially this season. I just like my chances, you know, with a rookie head coach, like making challenges, making these decisions, it's going to be amplified in the playoffs. And you know, can the Bills gain an advantage out of that? We'll see. But you know, outside of Mahomes, we've had some games where McDermott dialed things up last year against Baltimore. where I was shocked at how well we defended the run at times. And I just like our chances with, you know, obviously Allen, but I also think McDermott's going to have a big game this weekend and have something dialed up. At least that's what I'm hopeful for. But love that we're in the playoffs still. Love talking to you guys and listening, and go Bills.
Thank you, Devin. I meant to ask him if he got data on.
I'm guessing no. Otherwise, I think it would have been offered.
Rookie head coaches.
But I don't know that, obviously. But
how many of these? I mean, a lot of coaches have playoff experience. How many of them won their first game? I am not the type to like really think about that. It's a game. It's a playoff game, but it's also a game. So I don't know. I don't expect. Maybe you get what you want from McDermott. You get two or three, do I want to say exotic ideas? He's not really exotic. He gets less credit than he deserves for being, quote, aggressive. But what is an example of what Devin here wants or expects from like zero blitzes, fake punts?
Not zero. No, for me. But it's, you know, I think McDermott has gotten in, you know, depending on how deep you get into it, credit this year at times for doing the job they did on Drake May in the second half of the New England game, for example. Like, just kind of, I've heard the phrasing "put him in a blender" used. Just very confusing coverages. I mean, there weren't interceptions in that game, but that's what I think you're looking for. Like, find something that Jacksonville does that there's, you know, you feel like you've got a certainty on a tell, on a formation or a motion or a something, and that your guys are ready to hop on it. Kind of like, what's a good example? Terrell Bernard against the Dolphins year, early in the year, right? Where it was film study, and we watched them do this out of this look, and go to this guy, and I'm gonna be hiding and waiting for it. Something like that. You know, hopefully you can get some of that, because along with letting it rip and being free and not being worried about making mistakes, which is, again, the mindset that it appears Trevor Lawrence is coming into this game with, does come the, like, he's just going to let it rip. So, you know, if you can disguise enough things, maybe you get a pick or two out of that, because he's not worried about the downside.
Thanks again, Devin. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll talk Jaguars with Ryan Green, 1010XL in Jacksonville, coming up in a little over 15 minutes. Sal Capaccio joins us later. This is WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.